Hello?
Hi, is this Nicholas?
Yes, this is Nicholas.
Hi, Nicholas. My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from the compliance team of Content Hub. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I believe there is a concern pending on your project in regards to an article that needs to be published on a platform called Pitchfork. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Okay. Now, let me explain to you and provide you the bigger picture, and then we'll move forward from there, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So when you place the order with us, now you do understand these publishing platforms, they are individual entities, right? We are affiliated with them. We take their services in terms of having the articles published, but they are on their own a separate entity, right? You with me on that?
Well, yes. I mean, I do understand that, but that's not the way that this was kind of sold to me. I mean, it was sold to me that you pay us $1,000 and we will get you in Pitchfork. That's the way that it was sold. I've got all the emails. I've got the printed.
Yes.
So.
And there's no denial in that. You're absolutely correct on your end, Nicholas. What happened is that just a couple months ago, what they did is that they stopped taking publications from us. And that is the reason Okay, the reason why we did not tell you anything about that, because we thought the situation was under control, and we will be able to renegotiate something with them. It's just on their end, okay? They're not publishing any articles at this point of time, and that's where we were stuck at. But I got a good news. I know I haven't spoken to you before, but since I get all these concerns, you know, in the compliance team, so what happened is that I had a meeting with them today itself in regards to any recent publications that we may put through to them, because we have like 30 publications pending at this point of time, and that's a lot, you know, for them as a business too. So they told me that they are willing to reopen the submissions for us, but for that we will at least need to give them 24 hours to get back to us. So that means by tomorrow we'll have a final answer. So Nicholas, bottom line, what I wanted to tell you is that by tomorrow, if I do not get a definite answer from them or a timeline in regards to when the article will be live, with, of course, a live link, then we will talk about the refund. Sounds fair?
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you explaining things to me. I feel like that hasn't really been happening with the conversations I've been having from people with your team.
I noticed.
People not really tell me what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that.
Yeah,
that's
and
the reason why I proactively
was getting frustrated. I was getting frustrated.
Of course. Which makes sense, Nicholas. If I was in your place, I would have felt the same. So that's the reason why I proactively wanted to have a quick chat with you and tell you the clear picture, you know, so you're connected. And we're not giving you a runaround or anything else. So I'm going to call you back tomorrow and update you just in case if I cannot get through, if you're busy or I'm busy, I'm going to have an email sent to you. Either I'll send it or
so you'll let me know whether.
Yes.
So either you'll let me know whether Pitchfork is publishing my article for sure and a date by when that will happen, or if not, and if not, then we'll start working on the refund. Because, I mean, I feel like that – okay, great. Okay, that's all I asked for. I just asked – I mean, I'm not asking for a refund for the spin article. I mean, that did appear. I'm not asking for a refund for the Wikipedia stuff. So, I mean, I know that we're waiting to get all this other stuff before that happens. So I'm going to trust that you guys are going to do that. I just want – if the Pitchfork thing doesn't happen, I want a refund for that $1,000 I paid you for that. And I think that's fair.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
It's more than fair, Nicholas, and I completely understand where you're coming from. So you've got nothing to worry about. Tomorrow you'll get a final answer. Either we'll go ahead and publish the article on Pitchfork, or we will initiate a refund for you tomorrow itself. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. And what's your name? I appreciate it.
My name is Lisa Taylor.
Lisa Taylor. Okay, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your clarity and your honesty.
Thank you so much for your time, Nicholas. I will talk to you real soon. Take care.
Okay,
have a nice
sounds
day.
Good. Okay. You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye.